Hi, this is Eric Hemesoth with National Rock Review, and I'm here at TIFEST 2015 with the Kalamazoo band Bonehawk. If you guys could introduce yourself to our listeners.
This is Taylor.
Jay.
Chad.
This is Matt.
All right, and this is your first time here at TIFEST.
Correct? Yes, it is, yep.
All right, how do you guys feel about the vibe so far?
It's pretty cool. Like, never been here, actually never been to this area, really, and it's really cool. Really out in the middle of nowhere, which we kind of dig.
With people who dig music. Yeah. Can't beat that.
Seems like everybody digs music.
Seems organized.
Yes.
It's basically 500 family and friends, and they just get together and enjoy music all weekend and drink.
Giant family reunion.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is, like family reunion.
And we get to play it.
All right, now, I know we say you're from Kalamazoo, but technically you guys are from the outskirts of Kalamazoo. So where exactly are you guys all from?
Basically Portage, Michigan. Yeah. You know, one's from Pawpaw, that's Taylor, but we're all like from the Portage area, I guess. That's where we practice.
Right. Quick question for Taylor then. Pawpaw Brewery, I hear they have good beer, is that true?
I have never had their beer, actually. Oh.
Sorry. I had it, and it's really good, yeah.
We have a buddy, Chuck Marshall, who works with National Rock Review, and he talks about all the breweries, and he talks about Pawpaw Brewery. Yeah. He says we need to check them out.
Well, I've been living in Kalamazoo, so yeah. I don't try not to go out in Pawpaw too much.
Yep. So how long have you guys been together as a band?
This
lineup a year.
Yeah, basically. This lineup basically a year. 3 years probably?
Yeah.
Been a band for 3 years.
4 years.
Me and Matt have been in bands for 20 plus years, probably 20 years. Seems like a while. Right. We were like, you know, 8 when we started.
So like childhood friends.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But fortunately.
Well, unfortunately for us, yes.
We've held each other back our whole lives.
Any previous bands then before this, Bonehawk, that any kind of a splash in the scene around Michigan or just pretty much local around Kalamazoo?
We've all been in bands that have essentially played. I was in a band for a long time, and then Chad was also in a band called Nobody's Favorite that did a lot of stuff. We were in a band called Mesa after that as well. That was... You know, we did pretty well with that. Taylor was in a couple national touring bands. Jay's been in bands. We've all had plenty of... I'd hate to think of our... We got plenty of years of experience under... Yeah. That's why this lineup works so well.
All right, now you guys have one album out. And if I'm not mistaken, you did that through a Kickstarter program?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Never did Kickstarter before. Never had a clue as to how it worked even. Knew nothing about it. Went in, figured it out, had a bunch of people telling us it'd be a good idea. Did it. People were super supportive. Everything worked out really well. It's cool to know that people got your back when you want to do something, I guess. It's kind of nice.
And then being from the other side of the state, I found it pretty exciting that you came to Detroit to record it.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. Like, it's hard to go anywhere else. In our old band, Nobody's Favorite, we tried numerous studios and always wanted to, not that any of them were bad necessarily, but we went to Jim and at Ghetto Recorders, and it just worked. It was like done, no thought involved. He just knew what to do for us. We didn't have to suggest anything. He just had it. And now it's hard to think about going anywhere else, honestly. Like, he just moved to France, and we're like already working on songs for another record, and it's like, now what? So I guess we're gonna have to go to France.
Yeah. Although we do have 4 songs right now that are coming out on split LP on Ripple Music later this year that we recorded with Jim, and it's actually with this lineup of the band. Albino Rhino was basically me and Matt, and we had another bass player. But now with Jay and Taylor, we've solidified the lineup, and we're all writing and recording together. Okay. So.
And you guys sold out of the first pressing. You're on a second. How's that selling?
Almost gone.
Yeah, almost gone.
three quarters of the way gone. Oh, yeah. Right. Have to.
Yeah.
Now, it's only vinyl only right now, right?
Yep. There are plans to possibly Ripple Music might do it on CD as well. So we're just not sure when. I mean, they will do it, but we just don't know when.
Now, I know a lot of people like to call you guys stoner rock, and I've read somewhere that you don't really like the term stoner rock because you're not really stoners. So how would you classify your music yourself?
I think we're just heavy rock, you know, like we play the music that we know how to play, really. Yeah. It's heavy.
I hate falling into a genre alone, let alone, not that I want to like be broad into all these genres necessarily, but I just like hate being pigeonholed almost.
But I can see why we would be
put in that category for sure. 100%. So it makes sense. But I don't really see us as like that slow doomy kind of stoner.
We're riff rock.
Yeah, we drink energy drinks as opposed to smoke weed or something.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
I'm 1 week sober of energy drink for the record.
I haven't had one in months.
Energy drink of choice.
I like Red Bull. It's terrible.
I used to love Red Bull.
Now, when I listen to it myself, the guitars, I hear it going as far back as Caius.
Okay.
That's some influence that I hear. And to me, I feel that's kind of where stoner rock sort of developed out of. But then, of course, it evolved more into like Clutch and some other bands. But I definitely hear that groove. I hear a lot of 70s rock in it.
I mean, the 90s, me and Matt in particular, I guess I could say, like that 90s kind of what they called stoner rock scene, where you had like Caius and Sleep and early Monster Magnet, Fu Manchu, like all those bands we really dug. Like back then, we always wanted to play that, but we also were like heavy on the Thin Lizzy and like even like classic metal stuff like Maiden and Judas Priest. So always kind of and Sabbath. Yeah. It was like for me, like I love thrash metal, like but I couldn't physically play all that stuff. So it was like I heard Sabbath and I'm like, oh wow, it's basically that slowed down. So you know, it just riffs started sticking to us, I guess.
Okay.
So, but Thin Lizzy is definitely a big one. For us too. So.
All right, now back to the four new songs that you recorded. Is it only going to be four on the split? And when can we expect to see this in stores or available to the public?
It's just four of them. Four brand new songs that we're playing a couple of them live. Actually, we're playing three of them live, aren't we?
Tonight, yeah.
And so there's one that we haven't even played live yet. But yeah, it's supposed to be out in October, November-ish. Probably October is what I've been
told. King Nomad.
Yeah, with King Nomad from Sweden.
Okay. And where is this Ripple Music, the label? I'm not familiar with them.
It's kind of Bay Area, California is where they're out of. They're big band right now on the label's Mothership, and Mothership does a lot of stuff throughout. You know, they've got a couple others. And Blue Snaggletooth's actually doing a split LP with them as well, Snaggletooth from Ann Arbor. So it's pretty cool. They do a lot of heavy music. So
now I see you guys have been branching out too, not just Kalamazoo area, but I've seen you coming far over as like Dark Horse. You recently just played in Ferndale, I believe.
Yep.
The show.
Friday. Was last week. Yeah.
How did that go?
I thought it went really well. It was a good venue, good sound. It was a massive turnout. I mean, we went on first, so you get what you get out of that. But after like two or three songs, I remember looking up and there was at least 30 to 50 people standing there. I would think something like that. Venue was real nice to play with. Who we played? Bison Machine, Snaggletooth, and
Easy Action.
And everybody showed up to play, and it was a good place. I mean, I felt safe there, so that's always a plus. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Leaving the van for a little while and stuff like that.
The tacos down the road.
Yeah.
You definitely had a great lineup.
Yeah, it was a good night for music for sure. Everybody meshed really well. So.
Well, good.
It's good.
Future. Plans for the future?
Well, possible. We're talking about there's going to be a little tour in October, and hopefully that record out by then, something like that, and then it's basically work on the next record, which we're kind of doing already, so it's, you know, so hopefully we'll have another record out next year.
Okay, are you looking at touring, are you looking at branching out into the Midwest or around the States or anywhere?
That would be kind of, we're talking Midwest to South, and then hopefully Southwest. West Coast, West Coast maybe next year, and we would love to go to Europe. That'd be really, really a big goal. And Australia, even. We're selling a lot of records over there, so might have to go where that wind takes us.
Yeah. Might have to ride that way. Might have to go overseas.
Yeah. Exactly.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Anything that you'd like to let our listeners know about, our readers? Where to find your music? Any upcoming shows?
we're playing a festival in Kalamazoo with Blue Oyster Cult. I don't even know the date. August 7th. It's going to rule. Pretty stoked on that. Yeah.
Rib Fest if you're searching on the internet.
Yeah, Rib Fest Kalamazoo. And you can get our stuff at bonehawk.bandcamp.com or bonehawk.bigcartel.com. And you can also hear the whole album at the Bandcamp site. So that's a good spot to go.
Really. And merchandise.
Yeah, and merch. All kinds of merch.
Well, on behalf of everybody at National Rock Review, I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us and definitely look forward to checking your set out here at TIFEST 2015.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.